to episode 35 of
Brutal Battle.
Wow. Yes. That was amazing. Was that your Carlin impression?
Yes. I did it straight because I wanted to be serious, because this episode is very serious.
Serious.
And why is it serious? Because it's a showdown episode.
Showdown.
This is the episode where we have Racer 5 IPA by Bear Republic going head-to-head against Old Dominion's Morning Glory Espresso Stout to see if Racer 5 stays atop the hill as the Master Brover Lord, or if the Morning Glory can topple it and take over.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming.
Oh, yeah.
Racer 5's been up there for way too long.
Well,
it needs to be dethroned.
I think it was episode 12.
Jesus, really?
Yeah, so it's been up there for a while now. But let's not also forget that this is the second to last episode of the Beer Knife Fight.
Hmm.
So we're getting towards the end of that, and we will see which Kyle wins.
I think I'm screwed, because I gave my own favorite beer a 2, so...
Well, at the moment...
There's not much coming back.
Before this episode, I was looking through, and I noticed you had the highest rating and the lowest rating. You had the lowest, obviously, with the Dogfish 90 Minute, and the highest with the Founder's Breakfast Stout.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's really going to come down to the very end and to see what shakes out.
Mm-hmm.
But before I forget about it, let's go ahead.
You got some knowledge to drop, son?
Yeah. Well, actually, before that, I'll say something real quick. Real quick plug about the website, which I do encourage people to go and look at all the time. I made a few small changes. It was brought to my attention that some people were interested in having the information on the ratings on the site so that they can go back and refer to it. So what I'm doing now is when I go back after episode's been up for a week and I put up the picture of the beers, I am now putting up the results of those two beers. So it's color-coded in red. It says the name of the beer that was the loser for the episode and the rating that it got. And in blue, it says the name of the beer that won for the episode and the rating it got. So that information will be there. People can go and check it out.
Is it behind like a spoiler or something like that, or is it just right there, boom, in your face?
It's just right there.
Because I think, so, you know, for people who don't follow us from day one or whatever, you know, people who come in late, and then all the ratings are right there.
I'll tell you, honestly, not a whole lot of people frequent the site. The majority of what we get is people just listening via iTunes.
That's a good point.
So, yeah. So, you know. But I would encourage people to go back and look at that. In addition, on the right sidebar of the site, I put on our top list of beers that we've had on the show. Right now, I have it at the top 5. And, you know, obviously the Morning Glory is not up there yet because we don't know where it's going to fall.
Mm-hmm.
After this episode goes up, a week after this episode goes up is when I'll update that portion. But at the moment, it is number 1... Obviously, the Racer 5, number 2, the Big Dippa, number 3, Big Dippa by Heavy Seas, I should say, number 3, the Founder's Breakfast Stout, number 4 is Trogues Perpetual IPA, and number 5 is the new Dogtown Pale Ale by Lagunitas.
Hmm.
So, it's top 5 for now.
I don't remember tasting half of those.
Well, those were our top 5. Yeah. You should remember them because they're top 5. They're the really good ones. But anyway, moving on after that little bit, definitely kicking it off with some hop knowledge right here.
Hop knowledge. Drop it like it's hot.
Because you thought we forgot. No, we didn't. It's hop knowledge.
This is where I just zone out for about a minute or so.
So, what we have for today is a little hop we like to call Amarillo.
Mmm, that means yellow.
Yes. And
Amarillo.
Whenever I hear it, I think of an armadillo.
Oh, I think of Spanish.
Just because it's
Espanol.
You know, kind of similar.
Ah, me gusta amarillo.
For some reason, I can't get the info. There we go.
He can't get the info, so this is dead air. I'm filling dead air.
All right, here we go. So, Amarillo is a hop from the United States, and its description is floral, tropical, and citrusy, and in parentheses, it's grapefruit and orange aromas and flavors. Somewhat sweet, it says. And once again, this information is coming directly from the Hop Guide, that is on Brewkeep's website, brewkeep.com. So everyone can check that out. So that is the Amarillo hop for you, and I have two examples of beers that use Amarillo hops. One is Heavy Seas Loose Cannon. Another one
I'm
is
a fan of that.
Yeah, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. The other one is Green Flash's Hophead Red. So those are two
that
good examples.
I think I've had that.
Hophead Red.
That
very
sounds
good.
Familiar.
The next thing, I mean, I'm just trucking along right here with
truck
all these
on
things.
Through, John.
I recently had my 1,000th beer.
Wow.
As
I was supposed to be there when, you know, it was supposed to be this big thing, and then he was like, oh, yeah, by the way.
I had a problem where I started, like, psyching myself out. I was getting into my own head about it, and I'm like, I was like, okay, it's going to be this beer. This is my 1,000th beer. And then I'm like, wait, I don't think that's good enough. It needs to be really memorable. I need to figure it. And I just kept going round and round and round, kind of stressing myself out about it. So,
yeah.
In the end, I just did it on, like, a weeknight after work, and it was kind of like snap decision, and I'm like, I'm doing this. So anyone who's been listening to podcasts knows that I'm what you call a ticker. I'm the type of person who just likes to try a bunch of different beers, and I have a spreadsheet where I write it down. So I knew when I was going to hit 1,000 beers tried, different beers, that is. So the beer I chose to go with for my number 1,000 is called Sticky Hands, Damn the Blends, by Block 15 Brewing out of Corvallis, Oregon.
The name is Sticky Hands, Damn the Blends?
Yes. And
that is a horrible name.
Well, to explain it, and it'll make sense, I actually don't understand the Damn the Blends portion, but I think it's just kind of a statement saying that the brewers don't like this whole blending trend. But the way they do it is Sticky Hands is a beer, from what I understand, that they put out every year. And every year they put it out, they do something different to it. So I believe this one was the third iteration of that beer. And it's an IPA style. I would say it's probably bordering on like a double. And it was very, very good. It was...
What rating did you give it?
I think I gave it like a 7.
Wow.
My personal
you
rating.
You never give 7.
On the show, I might give it like a 6.
Oh,
so
I
it might
see.
Be like,
you
know
it is.
Something
so
like
in
that,
secret,
but...
you're like, oh my God, it's so good. But on the podcast, oh, it sucks.
Oh, yeah, because I can be a little nicer on my own. I feel like for
you have
the show.
A persona to maintain on the show.
Yeah, I feel like on the show, I just need to be like a curmudgeon-y ass. Just kind of the persona.
That's not me. If anything, I overrate stuff because I get all psyched up about it. We're recording. We're drinking these beers. This is great. I'm going to give it a 30. Woo!
Well, I will say that the the Sticky Hands was very good. It was very like, it was very well rounded because it had a lot of hops, but the hops were a good pininess to it, but also a good underlying citrusy flavor too. So they kind of played off each other really well to be really, really well rounded. And it finished, like, so clean. And it was also a little bit syrupy, coated the palate.
We like our clean finish.
Resiny. I mean, it was good. It was a good beer. I don't regret it being my 1,000th. But I will say this, Kyle. My 1,001 was with you the next night when I came over to play Pathfinder. And I brought the Stone Ruin 10
that was
IPA.
Good. That was really good.
And you being a person who say that you really don't like Stone.
I don't like... I cannot wave off any brewery because they're all breweries' beers differ so much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think you can rule out one brewery completely. It's whatever. So
that's
yeah.
A good point.
I think that they overhop some beers, they don't overhop others because I really like that one. So,
yeah, it was good. And was I will really say good. That when I was done drinking mine, I then wanted a little more beer, so I got a Racer 5 out of Kyle's fridge. And the Racer 5 did not taste the way I remembered it because... The ridiculous amount of hops from the Ruin 10 was just, it overtook the flavors of the Racer 5. It just kind of did my palate.
You were a little saucy after that.
I did get a little, just a little saucy.
You were just like, yeah.
I was happy. I mean, it was perfect for playing some Pathfinder, you know? Just getting out there and spelunking dungeons.
Yeah, that's what you like to do, isn't it?
Well, let's switch gears and let's do this fifth installment of the beer knife fight.
Mm-hmm.
We have the beer hanging out in front of us right
here.
Got
my crisp blade out. I'm ready to stab some people with
it. He's getting stabby again.
Getting stabby.
Okay, so We don't know. There's one beer that's yours left, and there's one beer that's Kyle Norman's that's left. Yeah. So I don't know. You know, you may know. I don't know which one this is. No, you may. Well, you may have an idea. I have no idea which one this is.
No idea.
It is very light in coloration.
It's golden.
It is. That's exactly what I was going to say. Very golden. It's got. Very golden. It's got an okay head to it.
Yeah, lacing. Present. Fine carbonation.
Yeah, very.
Ooh. The smell, right off the bat, I get
hops.
Raspberry.
Very hoppy.
I get raspberry. That was just the one that jumped right
in. And I get a lot of hops.
Oh, yeah, hops, definitely. But
this is very akin to Racer 5.
Do you get the berries in there?
Yeah, it smells a lot like Racer 5, though.
Yes, it does. It's very sticky, very resiny smelling. Yeah.
I totally agree with that. It's just like a nice citrus. It's got a little bit of like the mango-y note to it.
I still get a little bit of that raspberry, though. I don't know if that's just me being crazy.
I'm not getting raspberry.
No.
I'm just getting the citrus. But it smells good.
Yeah.
I'm actually quite enjoying the scent on that.
Yeah, I like it. I like the way it smells.
I wonder if there are Amarillo hops in there.
I wonder.
Wouldn't that be funny?
No, not grape. Grape. Not much grapefruit. Orange. I'm trying to. Is it tangerine or clementine? Like some, like a sweeter orange, like a sweeter varietal orange that I'm getting under the nose a little bit.
I'm definitely getting an underlying kind of mango.
Yeah.
There's a touch of a honeyness on the very finish.
Honey. Let me see if I get that. Yeah, I see that. I think with that resiny kind of like sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, the honey usually that's an easy one.
I can see that.
To well, throw out there.
I'm ready to taste it then.
Oh, cheers, friend. Alrighty.
There's some hops in there.
Yeah, definitely.
Very hoppy. Very floral.
Yes,
in the
very
hoppiness.
Floral. I'm bordering on too floral. For me, personally.
No, I was saying it kind of smelled like Racer 5. It doesn't taste like Racer 5. Because Racer 5 is more of like a citrus bomb with its hops, and this is not. This is more of just like it does have a bit of a resininess to it. It's very, like I said, like very floral. It's just very like bitter floral hops. Just like, you know, you're.
I get a little. It's grassy on the taste.
Yeah,
a little
bit. It's definitely grassy on the taste.
Yeah, I'm not too hot. This is like probably past my pleasing hop limit.
I like it
to where the bitterness is just a little over for me.
It is a good beer, though.
It is a good beer, but yes.
I do enjoy it.
It's a little hoppy. Honestly, this is one of the beers where, like, it shocks my palate, so at first I'm kind of like, ugh.
Yeah, so
and
you
then
need a little extra.
I get halfway through and I'm like, yeah, and then I just start.
Yeah, you need to kind of let your palate
Let your
adjust.
Palate get numbed out or whatever. So, yeah, I would probably enjoy this after, you know, a sip or five.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, I don't really get too much of the fruit on the taste. Not really any mango. It's more just floral, bitterness, grassiness. I know what I'm going to give it.
I do too. I'll go ahead and go first then. I'm going to put a 5 on that. Kyle?
I will give it a 4. Okay. And that's a high score for a beer that I say I don't like because it's too hoppy, but I think it, even though I don't like it, I think it is a good beer.
Okay, that's good
you know what I mean?
Can admit that, and we're gonna need that kind
trying
of
to be objective.
We're gonna need that objective approach for the Racer 5 and the Morning Glory because we don't have a person here to settle the fight.
Yep,
it needs to be
us.
Unanimous, so we're gonna argue it out.
Yeah, if you hadn't already noticed by now, we usually have a third judge when we have ties or when we have special episodes, and today it's just the boys.
We decide we're just gonna fight it out.
Just the duo. Just
but
two swinging...
Swinging D's.
There you go. Swinging D's.
So to finish out the knife fight rating, Rebecca gave us hers on a folded piece of paper.
Yeah,
oh, she put a 6 on it.
Wow.
So she gave the highest of
she
all
She loves
of
it.
Oh, she'd be liking the hops now, I guess.
Yeah, she likes it bitter.
She started to get more into it. So I'm going to go ahead and reveal right now what it was.
I know this isn't one of my beers.
You know it's not.
Yes.
It is Little Something Something.
Maybe it is one of my beers.
Or it is exactly your beer.
That's Little Something Something?
Lagunitas Little Something Something Ale.
Wow. It's so crazy
it's
how
good.
These beers taste nothing like they what do when remember? I drink them. Yes, when I drink them at home, and then I come here, and it's just like it's a different beer. I swear.
Yep.
Lagunitas is so, or something so much more syrupy than that, and it's sweeter than that. It's not nearly. I don't know. I mean, obviously that's it. I mean, we're not hallucinating, but wow.
Well, it is interesting because, I mean, there have been numerous times where I have that as well, where I'm, and I think it has to do with the situation and what you're thinking going into the beer.
Yeah.
Because when you come home, you know, from a day of work and you're like, I want a X beer, like whatever beer you want, you have an expectation set of what the flavor is going to be like if you've had it before. Or if you haven't, you know what style it is and you have an expectation of what your palate's going to taste.
Yeah.
In this situation, no idea.
I never would have called Little Something Something floral before this. Never.
No. But now,
Big time. And it's just, I've embarrassed the hell out of myself on this knife fight thing. I'm talking, that's no way, no, that's mine, I don't like this, and they're all favorite.
It makes for great podcasting.
I know, but it makes me look like a jackass.
Well, it's alright.
Oh, well, since now that I know this is a Little Something Something, I'm going to drink it.
No, and now you know that the last beer, which will be on the next episode to finish the knife fight, is Kyle Norman's beer.
Yep.
So, but don't let that interfere. And I will say, very interestingly enough, I had brought up Lagunitas a little bit ago, and there we have Lagunitas.
Bam.
Keeps happening, where we talk about something, and then we get to the mystery beers and the knife fight beer or whatever, and then what we just talked about is what we end up having.
Yep.
Happens all the time.
I'm a fan of Lagunitas. I wouldn't recommend visiting, because it was kind of weird, but their beers are awesome.
Weird because they're a bunch of stoners?
Yeah. It was a little odd. When we were upstairs doing the tasting, and they're upstairs, a little, like, hippie, flea-bitten den kind of... It was just weird, man. I took sips and I got the hell out of there as soon as I could.
They tried it. Were they braiding each other's beards?
Yeah, and they were just
singing.
They were picking mice out of each other's hand. No, I'm just kidding. But no, I just wanted to get down to the tap room so I could try all their, like, you know, only on site beers.
Oh yeah,
like all that. Very so cool. I just wanted to, like, do the free sampling and then get the hell out of there and go back down to what I wanted to drink.
Well, interestingly too. On maybe the next episode or the episode after that, I'm going to talk about something involving Lagunitas. So
wow. Going to be...
Teaser!
They're starting to outdo Duclaw with how much we freaking talk about him.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't really talked about Duclaw much.
Oh, man. I guess I brought it up. It's me now.
Yeah, you
Duclaw,
did.
Duclaw.
It's on you now, Duclaw. Buddy. Well, I think it really changed when a few episodes ago when I was saying how I had that Firestone Walker, a few Firestone Walker beers, realized. And I was like, what? I was like, maybe I'm overrating Duclaw.
Yeah, you are.
And that's when I stopped talking about him so much.
Good.
But I still love Sweet Baby Jesus, and I have a lot of it in my
beer
closet. Yeah.
Is that seasonal? Because Mark said he couldn't find it.
I think it was intended to be seasonal. I think now they're going to make it a staple.
Because I'm going to hanker in.
Well, I saw...
Nothing like a peanut butter chocolate porter in August.
I will tell you, like a week ago on Twitter, I saw Duclaw post that they were... That day they were bottling more Sweet Baby Jesus, so or as I like to call it, Sweet BJ.
Even better. I wonder, do they actually use peanut butter in the brewing process?
I believe they do.
If so, I wonder what kind of peanut butter they use.
Yeah, is it Skippy? Is it Jif? Is it Peter Pan? No, is it all natural?
Is it Crazy Richard's up in here?
Oh, maybe Crazy Richard?
I don't know, that stuff's oily as an MF, and it separates and gets all soupy. You make a sandwich with it, you gotta bite it, and it squirts out the sides because it's so liquidy.
What you have to do is you have to mix that, and then after you mix it, put it in the fridge, and it'll stay.
No, I don't put it in the fridge, because then it turns into fucking concrete.
Yeah, it does get kind of...
Leave it in the pantry, but I do mix it.
You are correct.
I do mix it. Okay.
Well, I think we're going to need a little bit of time to argue, so let's just go ahead and jump into these beers, what would normally be our segment for the mystery beers, but is our showdown between, you know, the Morning Glory... who's the competitor from Old Dominion out of Dover, Delaware, versus the current Master Brewer Lord, which is Bear Republic's Racer 5 IPA out of Petaluma, California.
So exciting.
So this is once again East versus West.
We don't need to talk about how they look, how they smell. We're just going to jump on in it.
Yeah, and the other thing is, obviously we're not tasting them blind because they're sitting in front of us and you know one's a stout and one's an IPA, so they look very different.
Oh, which one's which, ma?
If we have a problem figuring out which one's which at this point, then we should quit.
Yeah.
Because that's just sad.
And or we're blind.
Okay, well, let's start with A, which is, we'll let everyone know, A is the Racer 5.
A is the Racer 5.
You can tell from the coloration, it's very orangish, orangish-yellow tinge.
Yeah, I'd say
that
it's...
carbonation is fine can be.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, and there's sediment. There's some nice sediment. You gotta look closely. Mine looks like a colony of sea monkeys.
Yes, it does. Floating around... I thought you meant on the bottom. Yes, floating around, there is high amounts of sediment.
Ooh, and then there's...
Get that Clorox on the nose.
No. Very hoppy.
That is very sweet on the nose.
Yeah, it's a sweet hoppy scent.
Sweet hoppy. It's juicy almost. It's got like a juicy nose to it.
I'm getting the resiny scent as well.
Mm-hmm. And this is one where we talked about honey before, but I would almost say this is borderline like molasses or like something darker. You know, maybe not molasses, but maybe like I don't even say caramel either. I don't know. But it's sweet. It's got that honey, but it's a little bit darker, like a wild notes.
Wild honey.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe something like that.
From the little honey bees.
maybe.
Alright, I'm gonna drink it.
See, me too. We're gonna drink it.
Follow suit, please.
Oh, man. See, having that right after a little something-something...
It's not as aggressive.
I just think this is... And I can't believe I'm saying this, but this just tastes better for me. On the palate, it really does win out.
Yeah.
Which really surprises me.
I am inclined to say that I do like it more than a little something-something.
Even after this podcast, and after knowing this, if I were in the store, I would probably go for a little something-something over Racer 5. And this just, the blind taste, really, you can't deny it.
Mm-mm.
It's a damn good beer.
You learn all sorts of things about yourself with this. It's just like going to a therapist. Just like, can we talk about my beer issues?
I still get a lot of honey on the flavor, too, man. It's just, I just can't get honey out of the brain. It's just attacking me from all sides.
It's good. It does have like a nice kind of amberish honey. It's got a lot of hops to it. It's got a nice citrusiness. It's resiny. I mean, it's well crafted. We've talked about this beer so many times before. I mean, it's the Master Brewer Lord, so.
Is it ever going to be dethroned?
We'll see. And I do think this is going to be one of the rare occasions where we really, really, really will have to think about style.
Yeah.
Because I think we're going to have to judge these beers kind of on their own, within their own style, to say...
For an IPA, this is exceptional. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And I don't know... See, that's the thing. I've had so many freaking IPAs, but how many, like, coffee-based stouts have we had? I mean, yes, there are a lot, but not nearly as many as IPAs.
We had the Founders. We had the Schlafly Coffee Stout. That was real early.
Mm-hmm.
That may have been it on the coffee stuff.
Well, I'm just saying, not in terms of the podcast,
but
just in generalities.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, the IPA style are so many, and so many bad ones. I mean, you find one like this, it's like, it puts it up there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's that top shelf. Whereas there are also a lot of coffee stouts, but not nearly as many. And I usually like coffee stouts. I mean, it's really hard for me to have one I hate, let me put it that way. Because I just like coffee, I like stouts, I like coffee stouts. It's just... Makes sense.
Just makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and, you know, make our assessment of this Morning Glory.
Can't wait. Now, where are they out of? Delaware, you said?
Dover, Delaware. Which I didn't mention, but what's really interesting is on the episode that this was on, last episode, was Old Dominion from Dover, Delaware, but we tried the Wisteria Wheat by Fordham, also from Dover, Delaware.
Yes,
but we also had the Beer Knife Fight beer, Dogfish 90 Minute, Milton, Delaware, is where that's from. So it was like an all-Delaware episode.
Hi, we're in Delaware.
God, there's just so much green coffee on the nose of this. And
I'm
it's
gonna
beautiful.
Have this side-by-side with breakfast stout. You know what I mean? Like,
their scent.
Very similar.
Yeah, their scents are pretty similar.
Mm-hmm.
God, it's just... Ugh.
It smells so good.
And it's got like a dark chocolate note on the nose, too. It's like green coffee gives way to dark chocolate.
I feel like we're performing on these beers. We like these beers a lot.
Yeah.
All right, time for a sip.
All right, let's cheers this one. Yeah. is good. It is good. Ooh, and I'm getting a lot. I don't know. Like, my first taste was just, it was dark chocolate. Like, I was just getting the dark chocolate right off the bat, and then it kind of gave way to a little bit of that green coffee flavor at the end.
See, for me, I went chocolate straight into bitters, the bitterness. This is for a stout. I think this has a lot of bitterness presence, and I think that, depending on how you look at it, can set it apart from other ones in both a bad light and a good light, depending on what you're looking for in your stout. Because stouts aren't normally all that hoppy, but this, it's got some bitterness on the end to it.
Yeah, the more I'm drinking it right now, the more the bitterness is getting a little, I don't want to say tiring. It's a little nagging.
Yep.
The bitterness is a little nagging at the end.
Mm.
It's almost giving me, like, kind of a bit of a tickle in my mouth for some mm-hmm. reason.
But again, this is one of those times where if it ended on a straight coffee, syrupy, chocolate note, would that make it, like, dull? Would that make it one-dimensional?
Right.
Does the hoppiness here kind of give it a little edge? Does it make it more rounded, more interesting? I don't know.
Go back to this. Because I've perceived something else about that Morning Glory, and I don't want to say anything about it until I go back and taste the Racer 5, because it might not be warranted. Like, it might not matter. So, there is a... Okay. Okay, keep talking. I want to get the bottles.
Go get the bottles.
I want the bottles, and you'll see why for a second. Rebecca, can you get me the bottles for the Morning Glory and Racer 5?
This is just Kyle talking here on Brutal Battle. That's brutalbattle.com. No, I'm just kidding. Going back to the Racer 5, it's really interesting because I don't feel like it's quite as bitter as B, which is really odd. I don't know why. I can't really explain it.
Well, I think part of what's helped out with the tasting of the Racer 5 is that we were warmed up to the hops with the little something-something.
Yeah, but, I mean, going back and forth, I'm even having it. And I feel like the finish on A drops off, like, it's considerably. It just cleans out. Whereas B lingers much, much more.
Okay, so I'm trying to... Okay.
What are you trying? He's trying something.
I'm looking at the bottles for a specific reason. Okay. Alright. This is what I want you to do, Kyle. I want you to taste them again, and I want you to tell me what the alcohol percentages are.
Okay. Just me?
Well, yes, because I know what they are now, because I looked at them, but...
I really don't... I feel like I've looked at Racer 5, but I can't remember. I'm going to say Racer 5 is like a 7-8. 7... Yeah, 7-8.
Okay.
And then I will go to
Morning Glory.
Morning Glory.
You wanted to call it Founder's Breakfast.
No, no, no. I didn't want to call it Founder's Breakfast. I just keep thinking it's flying something.
Spaced out.
I don't know. Morning Glory. Morning Wood.
If it's good enough.
I feel like this one's lower.
You think it's lower?
Yeah.
Okay, the Racer 5 is 7%.
7%, okay.
The Morning Glory is 9.
Holy crap.
Yeah, and the reason that I wanted to look at the bottles and look at the ABV is because when I was drinking it, I was really feeling like the Morning Glory is giving me this astringent finish.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know if it was kind of like inappropriately astringent for what that ABV is.
Usually I'm pretty balls on with guessing ABV, yeah. So that says a lot for.
I mean,
Morning
I think
Glory.
It's well hidden.
Yeah.
Relatively, I don't know. If it would have said like 8% or something like that, then I would have been like, oh, it's not appropriate. But
9.
At 9%, I mean, it tastes. I mean, it does taste to me about 9%ish. So. So, what can we say about this? What are your preliminary pros and cons to the Racer 5? I would say pro, like you said, it's one of the better examples of an IPA.
Yes.
I'd say it finishes very cleanly.
Mm-hmm. Finishes very clean. The nice honey notes in both the nose and the flavor. And another thing, and I know brewers don't always strive for this, but I think the aroma and the taste are very similar, which I like personally. I like to know what I'm going to taste when I smell it, you know what I mean?
Right.
So if you get a good nose, then you get this crappy taste, it's a real letdown. So I feel like it mirrors the aroma pretty well.
And I think it's got a nice citrusiness.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought I was going to be leaning one way, and I'm kind of leaning another way.
All right, well, then let's talk pros. Oh, did you have any cons for the Racer 5 at the moment? Is there anything that you're really not feeling about it?
I just feel like it's just... I wish it had just a hair more body. That's it.
Okay. I can feel you on that.
It's a tad thin.
Okay.
But for an IPA, I mean, that's... Because I guess because of the flavors and the characteristics are really steering me in double IPA territory. I'm kind of thinking along that mindset. So
yeah.
It really doesn't lack body for an IPA. It doesn't.
Right.
I'm really splitting hairs
there. It's just the flavor is so much.
Yeah. That you
and the aroma is so much that you kind of feel like it should have that extra body.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel you on that. All right. Well, then the Morning Glory, pros and cons of the Morning Glory. It's got an excellent nose to it.
Oh, amazing nose.
The dark chocolate off the bat and the taste is very good. The green coffee flavor is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
The
fact that it hides a 9% ABV is
hits
stellar. 9%
pretty well. My biggest con on it would just be that kind of that bitterness at the end of it.
Yep.
It's a little, to me, it's a little off. That bitterness is a little too much. It's a little off on the finish. And it's really not a bitterness that I expect in stouts.
Yeah. It does finish just a little bitter.
Yeah.
I mean, even when it first hits your tongue and then it kind of it fades away fairly quickly, but it lingers. It does linger a touch.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, I think we've kind of laid everything out. I'm gonna go ahead and say. I mean, going into this, I'm sure a lot of people thought that I would say Racer 5. And I really unpsyched myself before recording for the Racer 5 because I really wanted it to be equal footing. But now that I'm tasting, I'm going to say Racer 5 just because the bitterness is really, really starting to bother me with the Morning Glory. And I just feel like, in general, the Racer 5 is a lot better, well-rounded, it finishes cleaner.
Yep.
So, your thoughts, Kyle?
Pretty much the same as far as your general assessment. I went in thinking, finally, I was going to, like, have a stout to win, you know? But, because I always go for the darker beers, that's just because of my personal preferences, but I'd say, being objective as possible, Racer 5 is the better beer. It just is.
Yeah, and that's the thing, like, and that's part of the reason why when we do the mystery beers, we're not staying to a style,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, it doesn't matter necessarily. A good beer that's well done is a good beer that's well done, and a bad beer that's poorly done is a bad beer that's poorly done. I mean, that's all there is to
say. Doesn't matter.
You know, and in this instance, you can't say that Morning Glory is a bad beer or that it's poorly done. It is a very good beer. It's just,
I'm gonna go.
Racer 5's a little bit better.
Pick some up after this on my way home, probably.
Yeah. So I would say to everyone out there, we endorse Old Dominion's Morning Glory. It's a very nice espresso stout.
Very nice.
We endorse, obviously, the Bear Republic Racer 5 IPA. It is, sounds like it will remain the Master Brover Lord.
Not dethroned.
Not dethroned.
23 weeks it's been the Master Brover Lord.
Yeah, something
episodes,
like that. It's,
like
it's been a while. And it looks like that will continue.
That's insane.
It is.
I never thought we'd have a beer that... I thought we'd have a beer that would go that long, but it would be much later in our life as... the life of the podcast, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought there'd be constant turnover at first.
Well, you know, who knows? We don't know. We don't know what's
that,
in the future.
It was the breakfast stout.
It was the breakfast stout before that, and then before that it was, I think, the Merry Christmas, Happy New Year by Anchor, because that was just from our first episode. So, you know. But, hey, this has been a great comparison. You know, like we said, great job to the Old Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And I will say for the record, it's been a while since I had any Old Dominion beers, and I wasn't... They didn't stick out in my mind as being particularly amazing.
Yeah,
so when we had this, it just kind of really rejuvenated the name of Old Dominion in my mind, and I was like, oh man, Old Dominion making some good stuff.
They know what's up.
So great job, Old Dominion. Just like, you know, don't feel bad about it. Just like Heavy Seas, their Big Dippa got beat down by Racer 5. Amazing beer, the Big Dippa. But a little teaser, maybe around episode 100 or so, people might start seeing some of these beers that have come close again.
Uh-oh.
That's just a little hint as to something might happen. But that's way down the road.
Yeah, wait 65 more episodes to find out more.
Potentially. And with that, we will leave you. If you don't agree with what we did here tonight, please send us email at...
I want to get some hate mail.
That's fine. Send us some hate mail. Say Morning Glory is clearly the better beer. You guys screwed up. You're idiots. Whatever.
I want some personal attacks.
Oh, personal.
You know what I mean?
Kyle smells.
Yes.
He has the worst hygiene. Stuff like that. But send us emails if you're interested. BrutalBattlePodcast@gmail.com. Check out the website, BrutalBattle.com. Check us out on Stitcher and iTunes and Dagger Press. You can catch me on Twitter, and that's pretty much all I care to. We're at Brutal Battle, obviously.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all that we have to say. This has been a great episode. Everyone, thank you for listening. And Racer 5 shall remain atop the hill. Let's high five on it.
Woo-hoo! All right. See ya.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.